Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson, and she's the Iowa State University Extension Cass County Program Director. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, our topic today may surprise some people because they think gardening is all over. Nope, gardening is a great time to do that in the fall, and we have some things to talk about related to that.
Absolutely. Starting off tonight, our master gardeners are having their annual meeting, or their monthly meeting, but they're inviting the public to come and hear our program. We've got a couple master gardeners that are going to be talking about a couple things related to fall. First of all, fall garden tasks that may be appropriate to do in your garden right now to help your garden over winter. And most importantly, garden plants that are good to divide or transplant in the fall. So that's going to be our program tonight at 6:30. We're meeting at the Cass County Community Center, and there's no charge to attend. If you're interested in that program, you're welcome to come learn more about the Master Gardener program and also that topic specifically.
And fall is a great time to plant, to transplant or plant new, because there are some new plants available. But fall is a great time.
Fall is a great time, and because of that, our master gardeners are having a fall plant sale. We've done a fall or a spring plant sale for many years, and this year our master gardeners had a lot of things that didn't get out of the ground because of cool spring. Plants were kind of smaller, so they are doing a fall plant sale as well, and that will be coming up on Saturday, September 21st at 8 a.m. That's in the Cass County Extension Community Center parking lot right off 10th Street, as usual. Starts at 8 a.m., as usual. And again, most of those plants will be free will offering to support Master Gardener projects.
And just mention a couple of those projects. People may not be aware of the money that's necessary and the projects that are carried on.
Absolutely. So one of the big things that our Master Gardener program does is we do scholarships for local students that are studying horticulture. We also do what we call mini grants. So we give project money away to local organizations that are doing maybe a community beautification or a community garden project or a food donation project. We've really kind of run the gamut over the years since we've started that donation grant project. And then, of course, we put money into beautifying lots of different areas around Cass County. We've got a couple gardens that we maintain for education and beautification.
Yep, and all over the county. That's an important thing. You know, we don't want to get stuck just on Atlantic, because one of those big projects is down by Messina. And we've had projects, the grants around Griswold and so on. So it is truly a Cass County project. But saying that, I want to move to a class that's coming up, and it's not just for Cass County.
That's correct. Cass County is one of the host sites, but we are hosting the Master Gardener Fall Training, which is a statewide program. So anybody who's interested in becoming a Master Gardener, we'd love to have you attend the fall training. We do need you to sign up as soon as possible. That training actually starts next week with orientation on September 3rd, and then our first class gets underway on Tuesday, September 10th. The classes are held on Tuesday evenings for a couple hours, and there's also online videos that you watch in advance to kind of prepare for your lessons. If you have questions about becoming a Master Gardener, you can check out our website, or I'd love it if you gave me a call. I'd love to answer any questions. Master Gardener is about 40 hours of education, and there is a cost to that as well, but it's a great program. And again, we're trying to get people signed up as soon as possible, because classes do start here in about a week or two, and we need to get some materials ordered if you want to join that class.
And Master Gardener classes kind of change from time to time. The change that's happening this year here, I think, is going to be really interesting. It seems to me there's going to be more local, more sometimes hands-on. Tell us a bit about the format of the classes.
So what they're calling it is a flipped classroom. So basically your required reading and your required lectures will be viewed in advance online. So you get a link every week to a required lecture, or if you don't have internet access at home, that's great. You can come into our office and watch that in advance. We're flexible. We can do it either way. And then when you show up for your class on Tuesday evenings at 6, we will either be going on a tour or we'll have a hands-on workshop. So it is much more hands-on, engaged learning. There is no requirement for a skill level for Master Gardeners. So if you're just wanting to learn how to garden, or if you love gardening and want to take it to the next level, really the only requirement to be a Master Gardener is that you have a desire to learn more and a desire to give back to your community once you're trained.
And a positive side benefit, I think, is that you're in class with other people who love gardening too. And again, whether you're a beginner or experienced, there's always something to share.
Oh, absolutely. There's always something to share. And we do have a very active Master Gardener group here in Cass County. Folks always ask me, once I'm trained, how do I get my volunteer hours? How do I get my education hours? Our group here does a very good job of lining up tours and workshops and projects, and getting those hours is never a challenge if you take advantage of the opportunities that this group offers. And we also have a really just good group of engaged folks who, like you said, they like to share tips, they like to share plants, they like to share just all sorts of ideas. And we have folks in our garden program that have one interest or another, and they do a very good job of complementing each other and sort of bringing each other along education-wise.
Mm. And in those volunteer hours, you can kind of choose your audience. If you love to work with kids, there's always opportunities. If you want to work with more mature folks, that's an opportunity too. And you can select those kinds of things. So they're just kind of I guess people listening might understand that I'm a master gardener. I've had that experience for a long time, and it's just a joy to be a part of all of this. So I want to go back a bit to the fall planting and transplanting, the benefits of doing that. If you haven't thought about it, what are some of the benefits you see, Kate?
Well, fall is a great time to plant, especially this year, for a couple reasons. Number one, in the fall, if you transplant in the fall, especially in September when we're doing the plant sale, your plants have had all season to grow. They've had all season to sort of gather that energy through their leaves and take it back to the roots. In the fall is when those plants start taking that energy back to the roots, storing energy for next year. So you're getting very healthy plants that have a good store of energy stored up and will be able to spring right back to life in spring. You're also getting plants this year, like I said, they're very healthy, very leafy. We've had lots of rain, so it's a really great year to get some of those plants have kind of gone crazy. So getting those plants divided is a good thing. And also, you know what color the flowers were. Sometimes it's hard when the plants come back up in spring if you haven't really remember where your flowers were or what color the lilies or the hosta flowers were. These are going to be plants that we know what color they were because they just got done blooming. So lots of benefits. And really, there's not many downsides to transplanting in the fall. If you're concerned about an early frost, the only thing you've got to do is just mulch the plant a little bit, and that'll keep your soil moisture even enough that it shouldn't have any problems with even an early frost.
Okay. And there are some plants, of course, that you don't transplant in the fall, not a lot, but how can people know what master gardeners are going to be providing for the fall planting?
So we have kind of a list out of things that are commonly divided in the fall. And I think we have a lot of master gardeners that are planning on bringing things like irises, hostas, daylilies, peonies, phlox, bleeding heart, coneflower, speedwell. All of those things are very commonly and very easily transplanted in the fall. We also, as we get closer to the plant sale, definitely watch our Master Gardener group has a Facebook page if you don't already follow that, and we'll try and get information out through the media as well, especially if we have specialty plants that we know we'll be featuring or we'll have like an abundance of hostas or something like that. So definitely just kind of stay tuned, and we'll try and as we get a feel for what folks are bringing, we'll try and share that.
Okay, let's kind of review the timelines for the program tonight, the plant sale, and more immediate, actually, the class.
Yes, so two important things, actually, to remember for today. So by the end of the day today, Tuesday, we need to know if folks are interested in taking the Master Gardener class. Like I said, we start classes a week from today, and we have to get those materials ordered. So ASAP, if you are interested in becoming a Master Gardener, give me a call or visit our website, and you can get signed up right online, or I can help walk you through that if you want to give me a call, 243-1132 here at the Extension office. Also this evening at 6:30, no charge, stop by the Cass County Community Center, visit the Master Gardener meeting for our program on fall dividing and transplanting, and then stick around to learn more about what the Cass County Master Gardener group involves, if that's something that interests you. And then, of course, mark your calendar for Saturday morning, September 21st, beginning at 8 a.m., and we do sell out early usually, so be here at 8 or 8:30 if you want best selection, and that is our fall plant sale.
All right. Thank you very much, Kate Olson, for visiting with us and bringing us up to date on fall planting and more. Until next time, here's the thought. No two gardens are the same. No 2 days are the same in one garden.